is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends. This is not Pastor Butch Paul, but Pastor Butch has asked me to fill in for him while he's off gallivanting with Marsha Jean, and I pray that they're having safe travels and a great time. I'm Jerry Barrett. I'm the host of Power of Prophecy, and it's an honor and a privilege that Pastor Butch asked me to fill in for him tonight. So, Pastor Butch has some messages for me to pass along. He says, live church will happen this weekend. You know all about it, so be ready. And Pastor Butch is going to be in the office tomorrow to take phone calls and talk to you. So if you need to get a hold of Pastor Butch, he will be in the office tomorrow. And, man, you know, it has been a crazy week. Down here in Texas, we had some crazy weather roll through here, and we had hailstones. Hailstones as big as tennis balls at my house, and that was on the mild side. There were some that were bigger than a CD just west of me, so I guess we were spared a little bit, but between the weather and the cars being totaled by our insurance company, it's just been one thing after another. And, you know, that brings to mind when Tex Mars wrote Codex Magica, probably his most popular book ever. When we published that book and started offering it, his daughter was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. We had lightning strike the office building, and an electrician said that we were lucky that the building didn't burn down. But all of these calamities happen when you anger Satan. And we know that God has got us protected. We have a hedge of protection. But Satan's going to do everything he can to get in the middle of what you're doing. So I feel privileged that we've had the amount of calamity happen to our ministry here in the last 2 weeks. Air conditioner went out. And in Texas, you know, that's a big thing. But when you're doing God's bidding, when you are on the front lines for God and his holy word and trying to save people, you're going to come across some, let's just say, tribulation. Not the great tribulation, and I'm not saying Jesus is coming tomorrow, but we all go through tribulation. And when you're on the front line and you're actually winning the battle, Satan will raise up whatever he can to try to dissuade you from going down that path. And the one thing that I have really been disturbed by was what happened in our Congress recently. We've got a rhino as a Speaker of the House. For all intents and purposes, before he became Speaker, everybody said he was a wonderful, conservative, Christian man. But let's see, he just passed a bill to fund more fighting in Ukraine and send more money to Israel. So, instead of worrying about the economy here in America and the taxpaying public that is being squashed, we send $90 billion between Ukraine and Israel. The deficit spending that these people are perpetrating is horrendous. And now they had a bill that was introduced called the, let me get this right here, oh man, I'm drawing a blank here. It's in the Anti-Semitism Act. And it was rushed to the House floor, didn't go through a committee, didn't go to debate. It was rushed to the floor for a vote by Speaker Johnson. And of course, it had bipartisan support. So in essence, what they have done is I'm talking about this Anti-Semitism Act, and you know what happens? My phone gets disconnected. So obviously, Satan doesn't want this information to be getting out. But think about it. If this bill passes the Senate, because that's where it's sitting right now, and if it leaves the Senate and goes to Joe Biden's desk for President Biden to sign, it will be against the law to say that the Jews killed Jesus. It will be against the law to quote Jesus when he said, ye serpents. Goodness gracious, think about that. You cannot preach the gospel if this bill gets signed into law. Is that flabbergasting or what? It is just, it's beyond my scope of understanding. Because I know, I've read the Constitution, and I know that our founding fathers came up with the First Amendment, which grants us a right of free speech. We have free press, allegedly. We have the right to peaceably assemble. It makes no law establishing a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But this Anti-Semitism Act is going to do away with this First Amendment. Well, let me clarify. The First Amendment will be modified against Christians. There is a war against Christianity. Make no mistake about it. They do not want you to say anything, and it can be anything that they misconstrue and say that you are promoting hate speech, and they will file charges on you. And there is a quote. I heard this woman interviewed. She was a former Israeli minister of education, and I'm going to butcher the name, I know it, but it's Shulamit Aloni, and she was interviewed on Democracy Now. I saw the video where this woman said, quote, when from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, they are anti-Semitic. It's a tool that they wield against everybody. And it just flabbergasts me that people don't see this. So let's take it to the Holocaust. I've always maintained that if one person died while incarcerated as a POW, that's basically what the Jews were in Germany. One person dies, it's a tragedy. Because as a Christian, what if that was one person that we could have reached and converted to Christianity? Woke up their eyes so that they could see the kingdom that we had been promised. It's pretty simple. All you got to do is believe on Jesus. But if you doubt the 6 million number, you will be charged with a hate crime. Let that sink in. If you deny the number, you're a hater and you need to be arrested. Now, I'm sure many of you know the story of Ernst Sundell. He was an artist, a graphic designer. He emigrated to Canada from Germany. I think it was in the late 50s. And then he moved from Canada to Tennessee, I think. And he published a pamphlet that questioned the 6 million number. And did the Holocaust really happen? All he did was question it. So all he did was question. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with my phone, and we keep getting disconnected. But all he did was question the Holocaust. And for that, he was deported out of the United States to Canada, where he faced trial. They deemed him a threat to national security in Canada and deported him back to Germany. And then he faced charges in Germany for publishing hateful literature, anti-Semitic literature, and the first trial was overturned. He was convicted, but the trial was overturned on a technicality. They tried him again and convicted him and sent him to prison for 5 years for questioning the Holocaust. That's going to happen to you if this bill becomes law. And I know that's something that is beyond fathomable to many people. But think about this. What happened during the COVID-19 scandemic? Alejandro Mayorkas tried to sneak in the Ministry of Truth as a bureaucracy under control of Department of Homeland Security, because they didn't want people to extol the virtues of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They claimed that ivermectin is just a horse dewormer and you're a hoaxer. And if you deny that the jab is going to heal people, if you question how many Americans died from this scandemic, that's disinformation, and they need to silence you, cancel you, and possibly arrest you. Because it's hate speech. Because you're going against what the government said. And one of the things that I learned from Tex Mars when I first started, you know, I've been at the ministry over 25 years now. And I got started in the ministry right after Tex had gone through 4 years of audits, had been run through the ringer personally and through his ministry, and the IRS found nothing wrong. But they told him that if you want to continue to preach, you cannot be 501c3. You cannot be tax exempt. You can't live off the largesse of the government and not follow what the government tells you you can say. So Tex gave up the 501c3. It wasn't that important to Tex, because having the truth was more important than following government edicts. Because if you follow the government edicts now, men can get pregnant. Men can compete with women on the playing field. And that's perfectly fine. Men can get dressed and shave and walk around naked in the women's dressing locker room. Because Joe Biden and the idiots in his administration said Title IX includes gender. So if they equate themselves as a female, then the men can go in there. Excuse me. The its can go in there. Because honestly, there are two genders, male and female. You know what I know. But these liberal nut jobs want to acquiesce to this idiocy to destroy the Christian family unit. And they do that by starting in the education system, and they start warping the minds of these children. I saw a thing today. They did a study on genius level people, and it was conducted by NASA. And so they interviewed a bunch of five-year-olds in problem solving, kindergartners in problem solving. And NASA said 96% of them were geniuses. Then they interviewed fifth graders, and it was down to something like 80% were geniuses. They jumped all the way to high school, and in college, I think it was like sorry about that. So let me finish the thought. 2% of young adults were geniuses, according to problem solving. And NASA said the only conclusion that you can draw from that is the education system is dumbing down the children. Let that, as they used to say back when I was a kid, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Think about that. 2% of young adults that are through high school, maybe even college, can be classified as geniuses, can't solve problems. So is there any wonder that in universities today we have to have a safe space for the snowflakes? They have to have a little secure room where they can gather, like-minded people can gather. You know, when I was a youngin', we loved debate. Let's talk about it. You tell me your side, I'll tell you mine, and let's see if we can find some common ground and maybe work together. But not today. And I've had people ask me, do you think we're going to have a civil war? Well, it's quite possible. The divide that this administration has driven further between people, it started with Obama. And Joe Biden was supposed to be the uniter, the unifier in chief, right? Oh, no. All they have done is driven a wedge between conservative people, and I'm not saying Republican, I'm not saying conservative people, and liberals. And liberals has taken on a new meaning because now they are what they call progressive. They are so far to the left that they have left the building. There is no middle ground. So there is a huge divide in this country. And I can't say that anybody on the liberal side could be Christian. You may have some liberal underpinning because you have a kind heart. But you don't want the government to spend trillions of dollars to send to godless nations. We are already overtaxed. We are burdened with taxation. And I read the other day that Biden wants to increase taxes again. My wife and I went to the local grocery store here last week. We spent over $300 and we had six bags of groceries. It'll last us a couple weeks. And we didn't buy meat. I bought a roast. Because that roast will last us for 3 or 4 days. Because it's too expensive. They are killing the middle class. They are, the inflation is just through the roof. And the mismanagement of funds. You can start with Ryan when he was Speaker of the House. You can have Nancy. Oh, gosh, I'm drawing a blank on all the others because they were, one of them was an alcoholic, at least they looked like it. Baggy eyes and all that. Didn't matter if they were right or left. Conservative, Republican, liberal, Democrat, didn't matter. From my understanding of reading how the government's supposed to work, the House of Representatives controls the checkbook. The Senate can request, but the House has to pass a measure to spend the money. Nancy Pelosi spent like a drunken fool. But none of them, conservative or liberal, have worried about balancing the checkbook. They have not worried about cutting a lot of the pork spending that they do. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, politicians have one job only. Not to represent you, they could care less about you. Their one job is to get reelected. That's it. And I know when this Congress was originally set up by our founding fathers, they were supposed to be normal people. They were supposed to be normal people. And I'm going to keep coming back on this phone, so I don't care what Satan does. I am so blessed to be on here for Pastor Butch. But they were supposed to be simple people that would leave their farm, leave their ranch, leave their business, and go to Congress and represent their constituents. And after one term, they would come home and they would go back to working for themselves or whatever they did. They weren't supposed to be professional politician. And now we've got nothing but professional politician. Even Rand Paul, I think he's what, an optometrist or an ophthalmologist or some kind of eye doctor, one of those. How long has he been in the Senate? It wasn't meant to be a career. But that's what it's become. There's a family from Michigan, and I can't remember the name right off the top of my head, but 60 years they had been in that seat between the old man and then the wife and then a son or a grandson. They have occupied that one seat for over 60 years. And think about what Nancy Pelosi, she came in as a young congressperson. She had a leg up because her daddy was mayor of Baltimore. And you know, he was crooked as a old walking stick. But she had a working knowledge of politics from her dad. So she gets in the House. And you know, Nancy couldn't have been worth all that much money. And she's making, I think House right now is making $180,000 a year. That's another reason they don't care about inflation, because they're making six figures. I'm not making six figures, and it's eating my lunch. But then she gets to be Speaker of the House, and they get a bigger bonus for being in charge, but not enough to justify that she's worth almost $50 million now. How did that happen? Because they're crooked. Their only goal is to get reelected. That's their only job. And so this is where this country's headed, because we don't have term limits and we don't exercise the right to replace our congresspeople. And they make it hard because they will put pork spending in to benefit your area with taxpayer dollars. And they'll come home and they'll say, look at all the money I brought back to you. Okay, that's a burden on other taxpayers. But people don't see it that way. It is a vicious cycle. And that's why we're so far in debt. And they want to tell you that Social Security is an entitlement. No, welfare is an entitlement. Food stamps are an entitlement. Section 8 housing is an entitlement. Social Security, I've been working since I was 15. Me and my employers, all of these years, so 46 years now, have put in to Social Security. The employers have matched that because they're forced to by law. So all this money that I've paid into this system, they say, I had a banker tell me last week that it's going to be, Social Security is going to be insolvent by 2030. That's 6 years. There will be no money. How? I paid into it. You owe me that money. And I'm not greedy. Take what I put in and what my employers have matched and give me simple interest and give me one check. But we can't do that because we're $30 trillion in debt. Because our Congress has no concept of controlling spending. Well, that's going to take care of the first half. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me some of your time. We may take some phone calls in the second half. We'll see how this goes. You're listening to Pastor Butch Paul's radio show. Thanks for tuning in.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi folks, Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, welcome back. You know, I love Pastor Butch's bumper music. I love that song. It just, man, we are in a war. And obviously tonight with my phone, it keeps hanging up on us. We're going to keep going. I'm not going anywhere for the next 30 minutes or so because Pastor Butch, golly, what a fantastic gentleman he is. And I don't say gentleman very often because there are few and far between, but I love the man. I think he is an outstanding shepherd. I think that he has done a powerful and fantastic job for 30-some years, however long he's been on the radio. And, you know, I had somebody call me at the ministry one time after I had been on with Pastor Butch, and they said, you know, I can tell you're having fun talking to Pastor Butch because I can hear you smile. And, you know, I got to thinking, well, yeah, I'm smiling because, number one, we're like-minded gentlemen, and it's just a connection. And I felt it the first time because I was an engineer. I ran the soundboard for Tex when he did his radio shows for many, many years. And so I would call, like, Pastor Butch or whoever Tex was interviewing, and I'd get everything set up, and I'd get on the soundboard and verify that their voice was good and clear over the radio or over the telephone. And then Tex would come on, and they'd do the show. But Pastor Butch, there was something that touched my heart with that man. And I have loved Pastor Butch from the moment I talked to him, and I understand why so many people have supported his ministry all of these years. And don't forget, Pastor Butch is going to be in the office tomorrow, so if you want to complain about me being a horrible radio host, or if you just want to pick on me, that's fine. Pastor Butch will be in the office to answer your calls tomorrow. And I want to get back to the government because it is evil incarnate. You know, I understand that everybody says that we're supposed to believe that everybody that's elected is appointed by God and that we're supposed to revere our elected leaders and not question what they're doing. But you have to question what's going on. There were 270-some thousand illegal wiretaps on American citizens thanks to a FISA search warrant. It didn't even go through court. The FBI and the DOJ said, hey, you know, this guy is speaking up about COVID. Let's bug look at his phone. Let's see what else he's doing. Let's look at his bank records. And Congress recently had the ability to cancel or at least put some checks and balances on this FISA spying, F-I-S-A. Look that up, 270-some thousand cases. But Congress, being weak-kneed and in the employ of the elite, kowtowed and let this amendment die that would have forced them to go to a judge to get a search warrant to make it legal. Technically, over 270,000 times, our FBI and Department of Justice violated our Fourth Amendment right. So when you think about this recent law, the Anti-Semitism Act that just went, I said law, I apologize, the bill that just went through the House of Representatives, they've already destroyed the Fourth Amendment. Joe Biden campaigned on getting rid of the Second Amendment. And now they're coming for the First Amendment with this hate speech garbage. And you know why we have the Second Amendment? Because it protects all of the others. There is, I had a t-shirt one time, and I got it from Alex Jones way back in the day. But on the t-shirt, it said, these people supported gun control. And it had a picture of Stalin. It had a picture of Lenin. It had a picture of... Okay, here we go again. So it had a picture of Lenin, Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot from Cambodia. It had a picture of Hitler. It had a picture of Fidel Castro. Six dictators. All of them supported gun control. Because if you don't have any way to defend yourself, you're a slave. You're a pawn. You're a useless eater. And you're only useful as long as you're producing for the state. If you pay attention to what's going on college campuses, what generation, I call them, they call themselves Generation Z, and it makes you wonder if they're not the last letter of the alphabet because end times are here. But they call themselves Generation Z. And they're socialists. And I know it started in the 50s and 60s, and they infiltrated the universities and started this cultural Marxism. You know, one of the first radio shows I did, I was curious, what is political correctness? Where did that come from? And I found out that it was developed in Germany. And it was brought over to places like Cal Berkeley, Stanford. A lot of these progressive Democrat strongholds in the university. And they introduced this cultural Marxism is what it's called. Socialist agenda. And then those kids graduate. They bought into the lie. And a lot of them become educators. And that starts filtering into high school, junior high, middle school, whatever you want to call it, elementary. Now, pre-K. And that's where you get transgenders that are having tranny book readings and hiding the fact that they have transitioned this little Johnny into a Janie. They've got a closet where they can change into dresses if they're a little boy, or I don't know, maybe a wife beater t-shirt or something if they're a girl wanting to be a boy. And they change their names. You know, this is something that would have been unheard of 4 or 5 years ago because the World Health Organization recognized transgenderism as a mental illness. Why else would some dude want to dress up in a dress? Got to be something wrong with it. But they don't care. Live and let live, right? That's that liberal mindset. We're gonna have sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and we're going to be friends, and we're going to love everybody, unless you are a Bible thumper, you're a fundamentalist. And let me clarify, a fundamentalist Christian, somebody who believes on the King James Bible, and they will stand on that Bible, not the liberals that have infiltrated many of the pulpits across this country, thanks to the NIV Bible, Schofield's Notes, all of the above. They have liberalized the church. Think about it. There was a case here in Texas where a teenage girl was molested by somebody in the higher-ups in the church. It could have been a youth pastor. It could have been the pastor himself, an elder, a deacon. Don't recall the details per se, but I do know that this child was assaulted. And just like what happened in the Catholic Church, all the Southern Baptist Convention did was move this pastor out of that building and send him somewhere else in the country. And then they talked to the parents and the girl and had them sign a non-disclosure agreement. They would never reveal what had happened to this child. Is that Christian? I don't think so. What does the Bible say about harming the hair of one of his little ones? Better for a man to have a millstone tied around his neck and tossed into the sea. But all they did was relocate this guy, just like they did priests in the Catholic Church. They would did a little boys, and then next thing you know, they're moving from West Virginia. Shipping them from, let's just say, West Virginia, some Catholic church there in West Virginia. And they'll ship them to Brazil to hide, to cover up. And then maybe the Catholic Church offers up some money to the parents to make it all go away. It doesn't make it any better for that child. They have traumatized that child. And the same thing happened to the child and the parents in this Baptist church. So, when I say fundamental, I mean somebody who is a blood-bought, on fire for Christ Christian. Not one of these Laodicean churches that are kind of lukewarm and milquetoast. And no, we need to get back to reading the true Word of God, the King James Bible. We need to get back to preaching the entire counsel of God. And I know, I talked to a woman the other day, and she said, you know, I feel lost. I'm out in left field, and nobody will talk to me. And so I want to ask a question about Revelation. My pastor has never once brought up Revelation. What's going to happen in the end times? You know, a lot of them don't even want to read Galatians 3. It's too dangerous. Because then all of this money that they have been raising for Israel will dry up. And next thing you know, the pastor is unemployed. And that's the problem. So many of these pastors are worried about keeping a job. It's not a calling. It's a job. And a lot of them are gifted orators. But when was the last time you heard anyone talk about Galatians 3? For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you, of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Doesn't say you have to be Jewish. If ye be Jew or Greek, doesn't matter, male or female, if you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed. That's the problem. That's Galatians 3. Read it, verse 26 through 29. But verse 29 is the most important part. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promise of Abraham. But pastors today won't preach that because they are controlled. You'll hear them talk about how great the Holy Land is. Oh, I went on a tour of the Holy Land. Oh, and it was blessed and it was fabulous. And oh, it was great to walk where the apostles walked and where Jesus walked. You have to ask, were you led to Golgotha? Were you taken up there where he was killed? Where he was punished? Because he scared the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes because he was the Son of God. And they killed him. And I heard Glenn Beck the other day. Golly, this was a video that sent to me by a buddy of mine. Glenn Beck said that the reason Jews are hated is because they killed Christ. And then he goes on to say, well, we all know it was the Romans. What? No. Sorry, Charlie. If you recall, Pontius Pilate came out and washed his hands up. I find no fault in this man. Now, I'm going to paraphrase. I'm not going to quote the Bible for you. But he washed his hands up. And he said, I'll offer you up Barabbas, or we can let one of these two can go. Jesus can be let free or Barabbas. Barabbas got set free. And they said, let the blood of him, of Jesus, be on our head. And they mocked him. They mocked him. And then they hung him on the cross. Can you imagine the torture that Jesus went through before he even got nailed to the cross? But it was not the Jews, it was the Romans. Come on, Glenn Beck. I know you're a Mormon and you think that your Mormons are in the same group as the Jews. Sorry, no. Galatians 3 tells you right there. That's the answer. And when Tex finally came across this verse, and the Holy Spirit spoke to Tex, Tex realized that he had been wrong for many, many years. And Pastor Chuck Baldwin, I love to talk with Pastor Baldwin. I read an article that Pastor Chuck wrote in which he apologized for being part of Falwell's group and believing in that God, that Jews were God's chosen people. And he apologized. Pastor Chuck Baldwin wrote this down. I apologize for misleading so many Christian faithful. I was taught a lie and I continued that lie. But when the Holy Spirit got a hold of Chuck, and he opened his eyes, and he saw God's Word, he said, I apologize, and I will spend the rest of my days atoning for my mistake. That's what Tex Mars did. And Tex related a story he went out to dinner with a Zionist pastor, and their wives were with him. And this Zionist, pro-Zionist Israel First pastor told Tex, you know, if you will come out and support the Jews, no matter what, then your ministry will be blessed financially. And you won't have to worry about another dollar. And Tex said, I can't do it. I cannot do it. I have to tell the truth. Well, they quit becoming friends. Dr. Peter Ruckman down in Florida. Him and Tex were thick as thieves, from what I gather. They were good friends. Until Tex was awakened to this verse in Galatians 3, and he started speaking out against God's chosen people. Because right here in verse 29, it tells you who God's chosen people are. The others that claim to be God's chosen people, Tex exposed that in his book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. They're from southern Russia. They're not the ancient Israelites, and they have no claim to that land that they declared their own. And nobody wants to admit that they committed a genocide on those Palestinian people when they took over that land. They chopped down trees and olive bushes and houses that had been in the family, these Palestinian families, for generations, generations upon generations. And they seized this land, all under false pretense. And now there are a number of Palestinians who are Christian, and they are tormented. You want to talk about being persecuted, martyred. Look at what's going on in Palestine. Now, there are Muslim thugs. I'll give you that. But who's giving and who's getting? Worst end of the deal. Think about that. So if a Muslim throws a stone at an Israeli soldier and he pops him in the eye with one of those rubber bullets and explodes his brain out of the back of his head, was the Muslim throwing a rock at Paul? They're both doomed to hell unless they come to Christ. But we have so many that support nothing but Israel, the country. Oh, Israel, the Holy Land. No. I'm waiting for the new Jerusalem. It's going to come. And it's not going to be populated with unbelievers. And for everybody that seems to think that Israel is our number one ally in the Middle East, we're coming up on June. It's around the corner. Do you know what happened in early June? I think it was 1967. The Israeli Air Force tried to sink a United States Navy vessel. Yes, the USS Liberty. I know a bunch of you know about it. They attacked our ship, tried to sink it, killed our servicemen, our boys, and then they tried to cover it up. And LBJ was in on it. John McCain's daddy was in on the cover up. Oh, and they claimed it was a mistake that they didn't see a flag. Wrong answer. I've listened to a few gentlemen that survived that day. Phil Turney's one of them. Got to see him speak in person here in Austin. And he talked about, he recounted what went on their ship that day. And we're going to send billions of dollars to this nation, not a democracy. It is a theocracy. They're not our ally. They hate Christians. They hate America. They use us for young conscripts to get killed in war that benefits Israel. That's why we went into Iraq, Afghanistan, all of those countries. All we've done is alienate people that we had no beef with. But we're sending billions of dollars every day to the nation of Israel. And my favorite Latin phrase is qui bono. Q-U-I-B-O-N-O. Qui bono. Who benefits? It's not you, it's not me. Because as the peons in this country, if we're young, it's us. If we're older parents, it's our kids or grandkids that get sent off to war to benefit the bankers, the globalists, the elitists, and the Jews. Are they all one and the same? Probably. But it doesn't have to be that way if we get back into the Bible. And you make your pastor talk about Galatians 3, verse 29. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't preach on that. Goodness gracious. Well, keep tuning in to Pastor Butch. I want to thank y'all for allowing me to sit in and keep Pastor Butch's seat warm. It's been a pleasure. Don't forget, Pastor Butch is going to be in the office tomorrow to take your phone calls. Thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. God bless everybody.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.